Hi, Alan?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Jeffrey Hill. Sorry to bother you. I was just reading on the internet how you were at Binational Airport or something when the plane hit the Pentagon. Well, I was just wondering, like, I was reading a report, there's some little blurb from the Washington Post, like, from what I get out of it, like, you didn't actually see it hit?
No, because you can't see it from Washington, well, from National Airport. I saw the plane come in, and I saw it go behind Crystal City, and I just tracked it with my eyes as it, you know, went behind the buildings, and then I saw the explosion.
Like, at the time you saw the plane and the explosion, did you see any other airplane in the airspace around the Pentagon at the time?
Not when the explosion happened, no.
No, like, I know there was, like, a C-130 and some fighter jets later on.
Yeah, that was after.
But if you would, if there was a plane flying around the Pentagon at the time of the...
I'd have seen it.
You would have seen it?
Yeah.
Are you aware of, like, what people are saying about how the plane didn't hit the Pentagon, it flew over the Pentagon?
Yeah, and I don't believe that.
Well, that's why I was hoping to talk to you, because I'm thinking, like, if anybody would have saw it, you would have been one of those people to see it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was the only person on the actual car or the train that I was on that actually physically saw the plane as it was coming in. That was just because I was looking for a plane, because I had just gotten off the phone with my best friend.
Like, did you see it flying over the Navy Annex and stuff?
I saw it. There's an S in the track just before National Air. Are you an investigator? Or?
Well, I'm just a nobody from Canada that's reading all this stuff on the internet, and I was. I'm like fighting in forums.
Because I've had other people call me, especially like right after it happened. I had. A French guy from France.
Maybe was his name Terry Maison?
I don't know. He was emailing me and trying to get me to basically say that, you know, basically he was trying to support the conspiracy theories and all that other stuff.
Well, yeah, that's one of the main parts where the everything comes from is this French guy Terry Maison wrote a book or something.
That may have been who.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, so you're sure that the plane never pretended to hit the Pentagon and flew over kind of thing?
Oh, no way.
Like,
no.
I know it sounds stupid to you, but I mean...
Yeah, no.
Do you happen to remember if a guy named Craig Ranke ever tried to contact you?
I don't remember. I'm not really sure. I just remember the one French guy that tried to contact me, and yeah, he basically... Yeah, I don't know. He was basically trying to say that I didn't see what I saw, and you know, he had tried to put it across to quite a few different, you know, in quite a different way, different websites here and there that I didn't see what I saw. But you know, of course, he had a better vantage point from France, I guess. I don't know.
Well, how long did you see the plane for? Like,
just for a few seconds. I mean, it was probably maybe 5 seconds.
Like, you wouldn't be able to point any landmarks it was over or something like that, or?
Yeah, I could easily tell you where that was.
Could you maybe, like, kind of tell me a little bit so I could get an idea?
Yeah, let me get where you can hear me. Sorry, I've got a bunch of kids here, and they're playing dance marathon on...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, I don't want to bother you. It's just, I'm sick of all this stuff that's going on, like these guys saying that the plane... didn't hit, it flew over the Pentagon, and everybody that thought they saw it hit were deceived in all this garbage.
Yeah, no, and it's, yeah, and I'm the same way, and that's the reason why I was asking you, can you hear me okay here?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, yeah.
Yeah, that's the reason why I questioned who you were, because after being told numerous times by, you know, other people that have called and stuff and asked me, and you know, told me basically that I didn't see anything because where I was from, they supposedly said I couldn't see the Pentagon, I couldn't see the explosion, I couldn't see the plane yet. You know, I saw it. I was there. I've got pictures of 5 minutes after it happened.
Oh, yeah. I was reading something about you. You took pictures or something.
Yeah. I've got a roll of film from immediately, like, probably within 5 minutes of it happening.
Mm-hmm. And you were, like... like, see, I'm not familiar with the area at all. I just looked like at a couple pictures on Google Maps and stuff, but
yeah.
So I don't even really know where you were or where you saw the plane and all that stuff. I just
basically I was on the Metro Rail heading in towards DC. I worked in DC at the time, and I was coming from the direction of, I guess you'd say like Springfield, that direction, on the Metro Rail towards DC. And I was riding in, and the way the trains are there, there's seats where you can sit with your back facing the direction that you're headed, or you can sit facing the direction that you're headed. So I was sitting, if you were standing on the train and going in the direction that you're headed, I was reversed. My back was facing the direction we were headed.
Uh-huh.
My right side was against the window, and I was looking opposite the direction of the train, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm picturing it in my head right now.
Okay, so basically, I'm trying to think of the best way to tell this to you. So, you know, basically, if I was sitting in a car, okay,
mm-hmm.
I would be on the driver's side, but sitting reversed.
Okay, yeah, I get what you're trying to say.
My back is facing the direction we're headed.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's basically what's happening. I'm sitting in the train. My right side is up against the window. I had just gotten off the phone with my mom and dad, which they had told me that a plane had hit the, one of the world's
trade centers, yeah.
I got off the phone with them, off the cell phone. My friend Mark called me a few minutes later, and he said, you know, did you hear what happened? I said, yeah, you know, and we talked for a short time, got off the phone. And he said, a few minutes later, he called me back, and he said, another plane hit the World Trade Centers. And I said, yeah, you just told me that. And he said, no, he said, another one. And so then I said, oh, okay, well, you know, obviously it sounds like terrorism.
Yeah,
I might have been just an accidental plane crash.
Right, yeah.
Well, and then he says, well, there's reports that there's maybe more out there. And so I immediately started kind of scanning the skies, looking around. And I got, you know, I didn't see anything at that point. Obviously I saw planes here and there, but nothing that looked, nothing that looked suspicious.
Right, yeah.
Well, just as we're coming into National Airport, there's an S curve in the track. It curves to the right and then back to the left. And so basically what happens is Crystal City is to my right, okay, as I'm sitting on the train. If I'm looking out the window, Crystal City is to my right. And immediately to my left is Potomac River and National Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so just as you're about to approach National Airport, there's this S curve in the track. Well, the curve in the track curves to the right first. So as the train's curving to the right, I'm looking straight out the window, and I see a large silver jet flying at treetop level right behind Crystal City.
Uh-huh.
And because it was all fresh in my mind that, you know, there may be more possible planes out there, I immediately thought, well, this could be one of the planes.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And then in my head, I realized there's no runway over there, you know, and he's too low to be flying anywhere else. He's coming down. He's not going up.
So it looked like he was going to land in a way?
He was coming down, I mean, literally at treetop level. I mean, he was probably clipping trees. I mean, but I was so far away from it, you know what I mean? And I'm looking at this plane coming in, and it's coming in real low, and it's a huge plane, you know? And it's coming in, and I just see it, and I'm thinking to myself, all of the runways are on the left side of this train, not the right. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
From the direction that I was facing, anyway.
Yeah, the way you were sitting, yeah.
Right, and I'm thinking, there's no runways over there. There's nowhere for that plane to land. And yet it's right at the top of these buildings. And then it passed behind the buildings, because at that point, as you're looking across there, you lose visual sighting of the plane off and on through, you know, but I could see it in between the buildings as it's flying by. and I stood up. I said, "Holy shit!" Excuse my language.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Out loud, I said that, and I looked, and I'm watching, and I'm like walking up the aisle of the train, trying to look, keep my head down, kind of looking over everybody else to see if I can see where this plane's, coming in at,
mm-hmm.
what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And next thing I see is this huge explosion with a giant mushroom cloud. And, I was in the military before. I was in ordnance. So I know what a howitzer round looks like, when it explodes. This is bigger than that.
Yeah.
When it hit. And, so I just said, "Holy shit," real loud.
Right. And so I imagine you got everybody's attention or something.
Everybody turns and looks at me. And like, what are you doing? Like, are you crazy? and I'm pointing through the window at this huge mushroom cloud, and I said, "Look."
Yeah.
And then everybody gets on their phones, and the ladies next to me crying, and guys are screaming, on their phones and calling their wives, and it was crazy. It was chaos.
Yeah, yeah.
Train stops, people are getting off, and by that time, you didn't hear any explosion. You didn't feel anything. And then the train, lets off. They start taking off, and we go down inside of the first tunnel. And the next tunnel, I believe, was Crystal City.
Mm-hmm.
We get halfway in the tunnel, and the train conductor says, there's been an emergency. We're stopping here temporarily or something. I don't know. And we get to the next stop, and I'm thinking, I don't know where the hell I should go, really, at this point. So people are getting off, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, the only thing I could think of was the sarin gas attacks in Japan the year before in the subway systems.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, well, if these terrorists are doing this, who knows what they're going to do possibly to the subway system that we're on.
Right, yeah, all kinds of thoughts start probably going through your mind.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there thinking, my military training kicked in, and I'm thinking, you got to get out of the subway system. But by then, the train had already started moving again, and we got to Pentagon City, which is the next stop. And at that point, I told myself, if this train opens the doors, I'm getting out.
Mm-hmm.
So Pentagon City, the train opened the doors. I jumped out, ran upstairs. I bought a disposable camera on my way upstairs. And I stopped long enough to look at the TV monitor in a restaurant, and there was all these people crowding around it. And then I ran outside and looked around for a minute. There was people literally, just running down the street. And I thought, well, the best vantage point for me would probably be to go upstairs. So I went upstairs to the top of the parking garage, which is right across from 395 from the Pentagon.
Yeah.
When I got there, there was the WashingtonPost.com reporters were already up there, and they were there for some other thing at that particular mall, and then realized what was happening, so they ran over there, and that's where they were doing their reports and stuff. And then a couple people stopped, asked me if I'd seen anything, if I'd actually been a witness.
Mm-hmm.
It was myself and this other girl who was on the train. Part of what she said is not true, because I read her report. Her name was Melody something, so she was posted right after me. And part of what she says she saw, she did not see, I know for a fact, because I know that I'm the only one who saw that plane. Because when they realized, when I shouted, "Holy shit,"
yeah,
it was at the point where the plane blew up.
Okay, so at the time of the explosion, that's when you yelled out for the first time kind of deal.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Okay. But you said...
In her report that she gave, her witness report, eyewitness report, said that she heard me and turned and saw the plane.
Okay, I see.
Strong thing?
Yeah.
The way they could have turned to see the plane, they may have turned to see the explosion. Now, that's not saying that... Granted, everybody was kind of in a real weird kind of, you know, excitement. I mean, obviously, it's not something you see every day.
Right.
So, you know, adrenaline flowing through your body, you're, you know, sometimes you may have misquoted yourself or whatever, but, you know, I'm telling you that this is verbatim exactly what I saw.
Mm-hmm. And you said, like, you've seen it for, like, what, about 5 seconds or something, you said? Or?
Well, I'd say probably 5-10 seconds tops, no longer than that, because it was literally from, it probably was not even 10 seconds, it was probably more like 5 to 8 seconds, I'd say, because from one side of Crystal City, from where I saw it, it came, from where the point I saw it was just above the trees just before Crystal City, near the Navy Annex. You know, I'm trying to think in my head how much time would pass. I mean, if I had a stopwatch or something, I could probably clock it, you know, as I'm on the train, but...
Well, I talked to one guy who was in the Navy Annex, and he said it flew over his right shoulder when he was looking out straight at the Pentagon from the Navy Annex. And he said he saw it for about 3 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably... I probably saw it, I would say, for no more... You know, because I also didn't keep a constant contact with it. I saw it in between buildings as it went. So I would say a total, maybe 5 seconds I saw it.
Mm-hmm. And then at the time of the explosion, though, when you yelled out, like, that's when, theoretically, their flyover would have had to occur.
You're talking about
these guys are going around saying that the plane didn't hit, it came in like it was going to hit, and kind of like it was bombing the building or something, so it kind of like, at the time of the explosion, it flew over the Pentagon at the time the explosion's going off, and everybody was deceived because they couldn't see the plane flying away from the Pentagon at the time of the explosion.
Well, on top of that, there was a C-130 flying right behind it a few seconds, I mean, like, within a minute.
So
you know, there's no way that another plane, that plane would have missed that jet. There's no way.
So the C-130 would have saw the jet flying over it or whatever.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, so would you say, like, that C-130 was kind of shadowing the Flight 77 in a way?
My guess is that the C-130 that was flying behind it, and this is my personal opinion, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know. My guess is that they were probably expecting that plane to land, or hoping that the plane would land at National Airport and make demand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I know the story about the C-130 was that they were told to go find, you know, go see what they could see. They knew that it was hijacked, so he was on his way to see it, to go see what was going on, and it was kind of almost right behind it. So they were basically told to...
They were not far behind it, because I watched that come in. It went in right after the explosion. It flew in. It did a circle. I think maybe a 1.5 times and then took off at the most. I don't even think it circled it twice. I think it just circled once and then took off.
So you saw the C-130 kind of do its turn and everything?
Yeah.
So do you know, like, the direction kind of where?
Ooh, now that I don't remember, to be honest with you. I don't remember if it was a left turn or a right turn. I know it did circle there, you know, right after the explosion. It came in, it circled, and then took off.
Okay. But yeah, and like so at the time of the explosion, like you had a view of all this stuff and the whole airspace and everything, right? So like you had told me.
I would have easily seen a jet if it flew through there and flew back out.
Like, there would be
no way.
There would be no way it could be camouflaged from your view from the explosion if it was flying away at the time? No. Okay.
I mean, you know, if it was flying at ground level and landed, maybe, but I doubt that. I mean, it came in and it was going at a high rate of speed. It flew in, went behind the buildings. I saw it peek in and out of the buildings as I'm watching it. Comes over, boom, huge explosion. A couple seconds later, here comes C-130, it flies in, does the circle, flies back up.
Okay, yeah. No flyover according to your own eyes, and you were there.
Absolutely not.
Just kind of like the French guy trying to say that you didn't see what you saw or whatever.
Yeah, I was very irritated, and even on the, even on a post. I don't know if you saw my video of that or not. It's on YouTube.
Oh, are you the one that had the video of driving in your car or something?
No.
No.
No, 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 no. Not a video of it. It was immediately following it when they gave me my, when they actually went and did my eyewitness account.
Oh, I never seen that. It's on the internet somewhere?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, yeah? So I just type in your name and I'll find it kind of deal?
Yeah, you should be able to.
Okay, I'll have to check it out.
Just go on YouTube, go Alan Cleveland, 9/11 eyewitness report, or eyewitness, and you'll see it come up.
Okay, yeah.
Actually, immediately following that, I think, is Melody, whatever her name was.
Oh, so she has an interview on there, too, on the same video.
I believe it's on the same video, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, okay. Well, hey, I want to just say thank you very much for talking to me. Like, some people I know don't. And
well, what's your name?
My name's Jeffrey Hill.
Jeffrey Hill.
I live in Sault Ste. Marie, Canada.
So. Okay, well, that's cool. I mean, you know, I'm glad you're calling, and I'm glad that you're, you know, trying to, I don't know what you're doing it for, but I mean.
Well, it's just, like I said, these guys are going around saying that they have witnesses to, they have this one witness to a flyover, this one Pentagon police officer named Roosevelt Roberts. They say he saw the plane fly away at the time, and they made this big conspiracy out of the plane never hit the Pentagon, it flew over the Pentagon. And then even this guy...
It's bull. I mean, this guy was trying to tell me I didn't see what I saw, and I told him, you know what, I said, if you have a better vantage point from France, then great, but I'm sitting here and I watched it, I know what I saw, you know?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, like...
It just kind of irritated me that these people were doing that, and, trying to basically make me sound like I'm an idiot, because, you know, they're trying to say that I didn't see what I saw, and I saw what I saw.
Well, it almost seems like these people, they talk to them, and they talk to people that were there, and it seems like they piss people off, you know, they piss off people like you so much that you guys, it makes you never want to talk about it.
That's exactly right.
And then...
I've had many times, and the worst part of it is this, is they go ahead and they put it on these websites, and they, you know, post all this stuff, and they quote you word for what you saw, and then they say their little bit. But they don't let you post onto those websites to tell you what, you know, to any reply to that. You know what I mean? This one guy was saying, you know, oh, we can't even find this guy anymore. I'm sitting right here reading this stuff going, well, you know what? You could find me if you let me reply to the post.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah, exactly. Okay.
Yeah, don't sit there and say I'm hard to find. I'm here. I've been here for, you know, since I was 17 and a half years old. You know, the only time that I was gone from here was 3 years in the military. But, you know, it's very irritating to me that somebody will sit there and you know, try to slander basically what you said or say, you know, well, it's impossible for this person to have seen this, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? I understand what he's trying to say. Your direct line of sight is not exactly perfect from that vantage point. But you cannot sit there and say that this person saw nothing that day, you know?
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
So you don't mind people telling your story as long as they get it right, then?
Exactly. Yeah, no, I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
No, I swear on the Bible for what I saw, and I guarantee it. You know?
Right.
And, you know, I've talked to quite a few other people. Part of this is not necessarily conspiracy theory. It's protection from the military. You know, the military tries to protect the civilians from not knowing some things, which I do understand, and that to me is not a conspiracy theory. That is, you know, it's not covering it up, really. It's protecting, you know, confidential information that really shouldn't be out there, because then other terrorist groups would have more information to do something worse.
Yeah, well, I don't want you, like, I hope you don't get upset with what I say, but I mean, a lot of people are wondering why the hell NORAD was nowhere to be found, and it's pretty good, like, we know pretty much for certain that Cheney ordered a stand down order that day.
Right, I'm not pissed off at anything you said. I'm not upset with you calling and checking into this at all. What I'm saying is that, you know, I know for a fact, I've talked to numerous other people that were photographers that were right there in front of the Pentagon, had there and watched the plane come in and explode.
Yeah.
And the MPs came down with their Humvees and confiscated everybody's camera equipment.
Yeah, that's another thing that keeps this perpetuating the conspiracy theory, is that there's like about 86 cameras around the area that should have caught the plane, and they haven't released hardly anything.
Right.
Like, some guy I talked to went to the...
I swear, if I had a camera that day, I'd be a millionaire right now. Like, I mean, if I had a camera on that train, I'd be a millionaire right now.
Yeah, you would. You definitely would. For sure. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, because there's no footage of that plane flying in, but I had a clear view of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And when they asked me what it looked like, I told them verbatim, a very large silver jet. You know? Yeah, I thought it was like a 747 or something like that, and I wasn't sure exactly because I'm not familiar with, you know, civilian airline jets, but I'm very familiar with military jets and planes. And, you know, when I saw the other, you know, plane fly in, I was very sure it was a C-130.
Oh, so at the time you basically knew it was a C-130 when you saw it.
Yeah, but it was painted a different color than what I'm used to. It didn't look like an army painting. You know, it looked maybe more a different branch.
Yeah.
I thought, the only thing I could think of in my head, and this was just hypothetical, it's not anything to quote me on.
Right.
But my thought was, you know, if Delta Force or another type of, elite force was on that plane ready for it to come in, land at, you know, at the airport, they would have been right behind it in a vantage point where, you know, none of the terrorists would have been able to see it. And a C-130 can land and stop pretty quickly. So if that jet was to land in an airport on an airstrip, then perhaps, you know, they would be able to come in right behind it, stop, and be able to have their elite force ready to pounce on this jet, you know, fairly quickly if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a thought, but I don't know.
Yeah. But the one thing you do know, though, is that there was no plane flying away from the Pentagon.
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay. Okay, man. I thank you so much. You don't know how much you just helped me out here.
No problem. If you have difficulty finding that link to that website on YouTube for my interview, let me know and I'll give me a call back and I'll find it and I'll give it to you, because I had it on my Facebook around 9/11. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well I'll check it out, and like I said, thank you very much for everything.
No problem, Mr. Hill.
All right, you take care.
All right, God bless.
Bye bye.
All right.